Proclamation number 7002, dated the December 25th, 1957. Heartfelt desire guarantees God's word. You may draw from every source which I myself made accessible to you. And you may refresh and strengthen yourselves on your path through earthly life. However, the living water only flows forth from my spring of life, and therefore you must always examine the food and refreshments you are offered. You must not accept every food for your soul. You must not always expect that you will be guided to my source if you are encouraged to strengthen yourselves. Merchants also stand ready with full pitchers who merely offer them to you for the sake of business. And I always open my source where a great desire exists to be strengthened by me for the pilgrim's journey on earth. That is where my word sounds in the hearts of those who want to be refreshed by me. That is where I myself will speak to people and open up a small fountain which soon will be surrounded by thirsty souls. By people who also want to be addressed by me and thus indirectly hear my speech. I will never remain silent where a heart and ear want to hear me. I will never let a pilgrim move on his way without having strengthened him, who stops for a break in order to take a refreshing drink. For he will surely find a source which will pour out the clearest and purest water for him and which then will also give him the strength to keep going on the path of ascent. And this should suffice all of you as an indication that your desire for my word will surely let you find a source which my love has opened up for you. Nevertheless, there are enough places where my word is apparently also offered, where my word should also sound, but where my source, the outpouring of my water of life, cannot be spoken of, because the desire for my direct word does not exist and therefore my word can never be heard even if the same words are offered to you as water of life. And thus you should know that you will always take a drink from my source if you desire to receive the cup from my hands, which I offer to anyone who desires it, and that you can therefore also hear my voice wherever a small circle comes together with the serious will that I myself shall be amongst them. For this serious will also guarantees my presence, and where I am present I want to express myself. But how this happens depends on my children's degree of maturity. I can give them correct thoughts, I can motivate them to speak and then place the words into their mouth so that they will speak righteously and truthfully for the benefit of their fellow human beings. But I can also avail myself of a person's mouth in order to speak through him myself. I can also dictate my word to him for writing down, if it is my will that it should be distributed. And thus everywhere a small fountain runs pure and clear. And blessed is he who pays attention, who bends down and draws from it. For the earthly pilgrim can only be certain at the source that the water is free of all addition or all impurity, only at the source it is the curative and purifying strength, and anyone who has his soul's health at heart should always go to the source if he is thirsty and desires strength and refreshment. Then he need not fear that he will be insufficiently provided for, he need not fear that his soul will starve or become damaged. And no person should believe that I will remain silent if he wants to hear me, but he must always pay attention as to the way I speak to him. He must listen, then he will also hear me. For every human being is my child as soon as it is his wish to be in close contact with me. And I speak to my child at any time but not to those who only meet one requirement, who indeed opened their ears but not their hearts and who therefore don't come to the right source which clearly and purely offers the water of life to them. For they do not draw from my spring of love and therefore cannot experience the evidence of my love either, that I myself speak to them and administer the nourishment to their souls through which they become healthy and attain life. Amen.